of the Kohanim into the service. So recap very quickly. What are they going to do? They're going to bring a par and two alim. It's very important, the par and two alim. 30 loaves of bread. They're going to be brought to the oil moed. They're going to go to the mikvah. Moshe is then going to dress, they're going to put the 30 breads into a basket, and they're going to bring the 30 breads with the three animals. They're going to go to mikvah. Moshe is going to first dress Aaron. He's then going to anoint Aaron with the Shemen HaMishcha. He's then going to dress his children and put on their belts, including the belt of Aaron. They are then going to bring forward the three animals. The par is going to be slaughtered, and the blood will be collected, and the blood will be put upon the four corners of the Mizbeach, and the remaining blood will be poured on the foundation of the Mizbeach. And then the basar, the or, and the peresh will be removed, chutz l'machne, and be burnt. And what about the fats? There are four different types of fats. There is the chelev hamachases hakeref. There is the yoseres al hakoved, with a little bit of the koved. There is the chelev on the kidneys and the kidneys. Four different things that are going to be offered on the mizbeach, and the basar, the or, and the peresh will be taken mechutz l'machaneh. Done. Now we come to the aisle. Okay, the aisle. And that's where we're up to. That's where we're up to. We're up to over here. 50. Okay, v'shachatito es ha'ayil. Now they're going to slaughter the... Okay, we're up to... Okay, Pasuk Tezva, 15. Up to the aisle. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaroi. They're now going to take down. It's the second of the three animals. Most of the attention, you're going to notice, goes to the second aisle. The second aisle begins in Chamishi. Okay, the second aisle, that's very elaborate. Very elaborate. But right now we're up to the aisle, to the first aisle. And they're going to do smicha. Let's do another pasuk. They're going to slaughter it. So this aisle, they're not going to put on the corners. They're going to the par was delicately was a chatos. See, the par was a carbon chatos. Chatos who? The pasuk tells that it's a chatos. The elim are oilois. So here we're learning some kachim. Where do you put the blood of a chatos? The blood of a chatos is put on the four corners of the mizbeach. The blood of an oila is not put on the corners. It's put on the lower half of the mizbeach, lamata michut hasikra, and it is done with zurika. How do you do zurika? Zurika is you hold the utensil in your hand, and you throw the utensil, g-force. You take the utensil, make you have a cup. Here's my cup over here. You can see my cup. And you throw the cup, and the last minute, you hold back. And then the force of the cup going forward and suddenly stopping causes the liquid inside to splash. It's like basically splashing. They always call it zrika, means like to throw it. It's not sprinkling. It's not sprinkling. Sprinkling is called hazah. Hazah is when you dip your fingers in the blood and you sprinkle. You're not doing hazah. You're doing zurika. Zurika is to throw. How do you throw blood? The way you throw blood is don't touch the blood. You don't touch the blood. You what you do is you throw the utensil, and the very last moment you stop, and the force of throwing it causes the blood to be applied to the wall of the mizbeach. So it says over here v'yesvesar. So it says over here v'yesvesar. You'll take its blood, and you will do zrik al mizbeach service. So this is a carbon oila. The blood is put on the walls of the mizbeach, not on the corners, and it's done through a mice of zrika. What does Rashi say? Vizarakta bechli. Rashi tells how we do this. Oimed, and where do you do? You don't do it twice. There are two places, there are two corners. you do the action of Zrika on two corners, and the two corners, it splashes along two sides of the Mizbeach, and that way the blood is being applied on all four sides of the Mizbeach. So it's two applications, Shtayim Shehein Arba. You throw the blood in the two corners, and it goes around the corner. The blood will be on both sides. So it turns out you do diagonally. You put the blood on all four sides of the mizbeach. Rashi bechli oiches b'mizrak. You hold on to the basin, v'zorek, and you throw it. Keneged hakeren, kidei sheyire lekan lekan. Period. V'ein karbon ton matana be'etzba ela chatos b'lad. Rashi is beginning to teach the laws of karbon chatos. The only karbon in which you put your finger into the blood is a carbon chatos, and the blood goes on the top corners of the mizbeach. Avol shards vachim ein. Sorry, I can't hear. No, that's the easiest. Pesach is you pour shvicha. Pesach, you don't, is the least of all the karbanos. What you do is you go and you take the blood in a vessel, and you basically pour it on. I don't remember. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I don't remember. But you don't apply with your finger. You pour the blood on the foundation. On the foundation, all the blood goes down the drain. Perem Pesach, if I'm not mistaken, you don't even do a zriga. You do what's called a shaficha, a pouring. Carbon chatos, you do a nesina, venosata. You dip your finger in the blood and you just touch the corner. Automatically, the blood's going to touch the corner. All other karbanos, you do karban oila, and many other karbanos, you do what's called a zurika, where you hold the utensil in your hand and you throw it on the corners. And you throw it in the two corners, and it spreads to the four sides. A karban pesach, you don't even do that. You just hold the utensil in your hand, and you delicately pour the blood on the foundation. And on the foundation, there was a hole, and that hole is a pipe which took the blood down to way, way down underground, where the blood was basically washed away by a river, by an underground stream which took the blood away. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi says the Zorak the Bechli. Zrik is on Bechli. Oiches b'mizrak, you hold on to the mizrak. V'zorik k'neged karen k'dei sheyire l'kain l'kain. V'ein karban ton matana be'etzba. The only time you are required to put blood with your finger. Ela chatas b'lvad. Avol shor zavachim einam tunim karen v'lo etzba. You don't put the blood in the corner. And now with your finger. Shematan damam mechatzi ha'mizbech ulamata. Because the blood is applied on the lower half of the mizbech. The mizbech, let's just say, was 10 amos tall on the lower half. Ve'eino oila bakeves, and you don't ascend the ramp. The only time you need to go up the ramp and go to the top of the mizbech to put the blood on the corners is only by a karban chatos. But other karbanos, you don't go upstairs. You stay on the ground floor, and you go near the wall of the mizbech, and you just throw the blood onto the wall. Ela oimed ba'aretz v'zarek. Saviv, it says over here, you'll put a little Saviv, Kach Mefayrash, Meshchidas Kodashim, She'ein Sav, Elabez, Matana, She'ein Arba. Saviv does not mean that you go and you put the blood all around all the entire Mizbeach. It only means that you have to have a small application on all four walls. And the way you do that is you throw the blood along the corner. And when you throw it along the corner, it's going to splash on the two walls. She'ein saviv el lebeiz ma'atana she'ein arba ha'achas b'keren zavis zeh v'achas b'keren shekenegda be'alachsen on a diagonal v'chol ma'atana nireis b'shnei tzidim keren elich ve'elich nims adam nosun b'dal ruchas saviv. The result is the blood is on all four sides, lekach, that's why it's called saviv. Alright, so that's the whole thing. Okay, let's see what it said. Let's review the pasuk one time. V'shachatato es ha'ayil, you're going to slaughter the ayil. V'lakachto es damo, you'll take its blood. V'zorakto, you will throw it. Al ha'mizbech saviv. Now let's see the targum on these two psukim. Pasuk yudalid. I'm sorry, tezvav and tezayin. Tezvav, it says v'yos. Dichro chad, one of the elim. Tisav, you shall take the Yismichun Aharon Uvenohi Yos Yidehoin Al Reish Dichra, and Aaron and his children will rest their hands upon the head of this aisle. Pasik Tezayin Tagavitikois, we learned that word many times, it means to slaughter. Yos Dichra, this Tisav, you'll put Yos Dime, Visizraik Al Manducha, you will then take the blood. Visizraik, you will pour it, you will throw it. Al Madbucha, the Mizbeach, Sechor, Sechor. Okay, so he translates the word saviv. The targum here is a very nice targum. He's translating the word saviv with two words. Sechor, sechor. Now let's see what it says in the commentator. If he makes a comment over here, no. There's no comment over here. He just says over here, chad hu gamu targum shal echad shein baramis misrefarim. Okay, fine. Now we go to pasuk yud zayin. Now what do you do with the rest of the aisle? So now we've slaughtered the oila, this aisle. We have put its blood on the four sides of the mizbech through an act of zurika. And now the eso aisle, the aisle, tinateach lin sochav. You cut into pieces. You take the aisle and you cut it up. You cut it up into multiple pieces. And then what do you do? V'rachatzta kirbo uchiro'ov. You wash it. Okay, so they had to have a lot of water in the Mishkan. They had to have water. They had to have plumbing. In the Bayis Shlishi, will there be modern plumbing? You need for the Korbanos a lot of water to clean the insides. So will they have in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Shlishi, modern day plumbing? I don't know. What do they do in the time of the Bayis Shlishi and Bayis Sheni? They must have had its own water carriers. They needed an enormous amount of water to wash everything down. They need a ton of water. Right. How do they go and they clean everything? They got hoses? What do they do? There must have been some technology that we're not aware of. Okay, there has to be a lot of technology that we're not aware of. So one second, please. One second. Svi, you hear me? Oh, I messed up. All right, fine. V'yes aisle over here. V'yes. Okay, now we take and you cut the pieces. V'rochatzta kirboi ucherov v'nasata al nesachov. And you will take its kirboi, the inside of the animal, and its legs, and v'nasata, you'll put it al nesachov upon its pieces, the al roishoi. So we're getting over here a real crash course in how they did karbonis. You take the animal, the carbon oil, the entire animal is burnt. The entire animal is burnt. So what do? You take out the inside, and you cut off the legs, and you clean everything, and then you take it, the legs, and the inside of the animal, and you put it on its pieces, because you cut the animal into different pieces. Al nisachav yal roishay. Let's do another pasuk. V'ktarit es kol ha'ayil ha'mizbecha. You then take it, and you bring up the entire animal on the surface of the mizbech, and you burn it. Oilahu la'Hashem. It is an oila to Hashem, reach nichayach. It is a sweet fragrance. Ishel Hashem. This is a fire offering to Hashem. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Al nisachav. So it says that when you take the legs and the inside portion of the animal and you put it upon its pieces, it does not mean, according to Rashi, literally on top of its pieces, but it means together with. When you bring it up to the surface of the mizbech, you bring it together with im nisachav, musaf al shor hanisachim, in addition to the other pieces. All right. What is it? The targum. Targum. Let's see the targum. Targum. It says v'yos dichra tifaleg. You will cut. The word tifaleg means you will break into pieces. Le'ev rohi, into portions. Into portions. Usechalel gavei. And then it says you will usechalel. I guess it means usechalel means to wash. Gavei its pieces. Ucherohi. And okay, the inside and the legs, v'sitein al ev rohi, you will put them together with the pieces, the al reishe. Pasuk yudches, v'seisak yos kol dichra limad b'chod, you will bring it up to the surface of the mizbeach. Alosohu kodam Hashem, this is a carbon oila to Hashem, le'iska bolo b'ravo. This is a very beautiful expression. Over here the Targum is translating, a reach nichoyach, a sweet fragrance, to mean it should be accepted with will. The word rava means desire. It doesn't say anywhere the word desire in the pasuk. This is very nice. See, this is really ungulous. Okay, unfortunately, I wish I could write all these things down and have it organized, but can't even figure out what day of the week it is sometimes. But over here it says, le'iska b'lo b'rava, it should be accepted with desire. If we were to make, it would be a nice thing to make a sefer and unkelus. We can make our own sefer, and basically, it would be a nice thing is to select. I mean, the article really did it. The article really did it for us. In the article, I don't have it with me, the article unkelus, but it has everything in bold. All of the parts, I should really get it for Shemos. Shemos almost already. I have it on Bereishis and on Devarim. I should get for Shemos all the different words of the unkelus that are not literal translations. They did it already. They did it for us already. They're not the only ones who did it. Other people did it, but they did it in a very nice way. Every time there's a word in the Targum that is not the literal translation, but is it's veering off the path. It's an expression. They make put it in bold, so you can right away pick up the chidushim of unkelus. That's a very nice thing. It would be nice if they did it in a regular chumash. If they did it in a regular chumash, it would maybe make saying shnayim mikra v'yecha targum more interesting. That would be a nice thing to do. No one ever did that. In a regular shul chumash, to put in bold in the targum all of the words that are not literal translations. That way, you can, when you learn shnayim mikra v'yecha targum, you right away get a feeling like you're learning something, and it wouldn't be so monotonous. Okay, so here when it says l'reach nichoyach, it translates l'iska bolo b'rava. Hashem should accept it with a desire. Korbono kodem Hashem hu. Now let's see what it says over here in the commentator. Okay, he has a lot of things over here in the commentator. It calls over here the word lin sachav. So over here in this pasuk in the Targum, what did it say? It said over here, V'yos dochra tefaleg le'evrohi. It's pieces. L'fi loshna kosev, he tzarch lo'emar, lif la'gohi, elo sheperish ha'kavon shlot yichatru l'chaticho yitzketanos, elo l'fi chaluko yitzho'evarim. Okay, so he's saying over here something very important, that the word the Targumer is using, tefaleg le'evrohi, is not the correct word. The correct word would be, one second please. It says over here, tefaleg le'evrohi, so the correct translation should be lif lagohi. It should be lif legohi. Tefaleg lif legohi. Because the words are the same words. Look in the Chumash. V'yesu'ayil tenateach lin sochav. The root of the word tenateach is the same root as the word nisochav. Or is it? Yeah. Nun tofres. They both share the word nun tofres. So the question is, if the word tenatech means to be tifaleg, then the next word in the Targum should be tifaleg lifal gohi. So over here he's pointing out that the Targum over here is not giving us a correct little translation of the pasuk. And the question is why? And the Targum over here is coming to answer that question, telling us a chidush. That when you cut the carbon oil into pieces, you cut them into large pieces. You cut them into their limbs. Because if you would just take the pasuk literally, you can get the impression that when you cut up the carbon oil, you cut it up into little pieces, bite-sized pieces. Along comes the Targum and says, no, even though the literal translation of the pasuk may indicate that you should do that, but that's not the halacha. How do we know that you're not supposed to do that? I do not know. What is the source? I do not know. But it's cut into large pieces, and that's why we are not correctly translating the pasuk literally. We're translating it a little bit differently. Okay, next. Usechalel. Kol rechitzas basar v'targem chilul. Okay, now washing meat is called chilul. I never knew that. You know that? Wow, if he shahu l'shoyn tevila. Perish. This means Yoitzia Perish Vishar Chilulin. Wow. Ella Shitzarachin Lefize Eich Tegel Lashon Chilul Al Haraglayim Vishloimar Shal Sham Vichitzarivarim Chalulim Nikva Hashem Yichul Gam Al Sharam.
Okay, he's saying over here a beautiful Yisoid. This is why we learn Targum, is that the Targum, the word, you know, we have a general rule in Targum. The Targum is always coming to simplify a simple language. We have it many times where there are multiple words in the Chumash, and the Targum goes out of his way to translate them all the same. You have words and yeah, like let's say of 3-4 words, and they're similar, and the Targum will simplify and just translate all 3 words with the same translation. Here is an exception. Here, the Targum is taking a word that is used multiple times, and he's translating it different based on the context. And that is the word rechitza, to bathe. The word rechitza is used in reference to a human being, and the same exact word is used in reference to an animal, a dead animal. The rochatz, it says by Aaron Hakoyen, it says by a mitzora, by a nida, the rochatz bisoroi, wash your flesh, and it says the exact same word over here. It says over here that you shall take it and you shall wash the carbon. The esoayil tenatech lin sachav verochatzta kirbo uchrav, you shall wash. So he says, whenever it says word wash by an animal, he uses one word. And when it says word wash by a human being, he uses a different word. Okay, and what's the word? When it comes to a human being, the word is visoche, samach ches yud. That is the Aramaic translation of washing by a human being. Because there it usually means to go to the mikvah. And when it says the word washing by an animal, so he says the word chilul. Chilul means hollow, like a chalil, a flute. A flute is a tube that is hollow. So when you wash the inside of an animal, you're making the animal inside hollow. Inside the animal, there's waste, there's perish, there's waste inside of its intestines, and you're cleaning out the waste. So you're making all of the openings inside the animal hollow. So the word for washing is describing what the goal is. The goal is to make the animal inside empty. So we use the word chilul, which means to hollow out. When it comes to a human being, you don't wash the inside of the body, you wash the outside of the body. And that's why it says the word visoche. So therefore, that's why over in the Targum, when it says over here, you shall... The yos dichra tefaleg le'ev rohi usechalel. So, so far we learned in this one pasuk 2 chidushim. Number 1, it did not correctly translate the word lin sochav as tefal gohi, but instead translated the word le'ev rohi to teach us that when you cut up an animal for a carbon, you cut it into big pieces, not into little pieces. Number 2, it says the word washing means usechalel, because that's a reserved Aramaic word for washing the inside of an animal, because by washing, you make the animal hollow. Okay, next. That's it for this pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches, go next. Le'iskabalo beravo. Okay, that was the part that I pointed out. And the third chiddush in these pesukim over here is that you bring a nachas ruach to Hashem, a nachas ruach, and Targum means Hashem should accept it with desire. Liskabel b'ratzon chalila chalila liyos laHashem meireach rak atam shekibul ha'ila v'yashu l'fanav. In other words, we have to appreciate that this is classic Targum Unkelus, where he cannot tolerate even a thought of attributing any human characteristic to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is anathema for the Targum. there's a thorough consistency in Targum Onkelos. Never give the Ribbono Shel Olam any human characteristics. And if it says in the pasuk something which sounds human, you have to right away understand that it's not to be taken literally. When it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a nachas ruach, that sounds like a fragrant odor. Hashem does not smell. Hashem is not a human being. There's no concept of smelling. So then it has to be understood that it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept the sacrifice with desire. All right, so Baruch Hashem, we've now reached Chamishi. It's a pretty big accomplishment over here. Tlon Chumash Rashi, Parashas Tetzaveh, to the one Aliyah, it's pretty good. So we did so far, a lot of things I want to review, Nachamal, even though it sounds like a broken tape recorder, just the chaz we did so far. We learned over here that over here we're going to inaugurate Aaron. Most people never understand this Aliyah. This and the next Aliyah is even worse. Next Aliyah is impossible. But at least we got the Revi. I'm very proud that we learned Revi. Because in Yeshiva Katan, they never taught us Revi. They think about the clothing, they never taught you about Revi. Because if you don't know Revi, then half of Chumash Devarim by Yikra, you'll never understand. But we learn over here, it's Chaz over. We're now giving instructions what's going to happen on the day of the inauguration. The day of the inauguration is going to be Aleph Nisan. The Kohanim are going to bring, they're going to be inaugurated into the service. And that means, the first thing is, we learned is, they are going to present three animals. One animal is a chatos, a par, and the other two are elim, rams, oilois. And they're going to also bring 30 loaves of bread. They're going to come to the Pesach Ohel Moed, and they're going to put the 30 loaves of bread into baskets, into one big basket. And the 30 loaves of bread are three different types of breads. All of them have oil. One is fried, one is baked with oil, and one is smeared with oil. 10 loaves apiece, all now put in one basket with three animals, a carbon chatos, and two elim, one is a carbon oil. Then, Aaron, then what do? They present it, they go to mikvah. They go to mikvah, that's the Eretz Yisrael, they go to mikvah. Moshe comes, puts on six garments upon Aaron. Six. It doesn't make mention of the Michnasayim. We assume that Aaron puts on his Michnasayim himself, the undergarment he puts on himself. But Moshe puts on the other six garments, and we discussed this yesterday mysteriously. Moshe is not putting on the belt of the Kohen Gadol. Moshe then anoints him. He puts oil on his head and on his eyelashes, like a Chof Yevanis, and takes his etzba and brings the oil from his head and the oil from his eyelashes together. Whatever that means. And then, who's next? Aaron's children. Moshe puts on their garments. He puts on their garments. And he puts on the tunic. And he puts on their belt. And now it says mysteriously, when he puts on their belt, he puts on the belt of Aaron. Even though Aaron was already anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, and Aaron, it's seemingly too late to put on the belt because he was already wearing the Mi'il and the Choshen. Unless you want to be Mechadesh, a Dover Nifla, which no one ever said this before, that Aaron wore the Avnet on top of the Mi'il and the Ephod. I never heard that before. In all of the picture books, B'liyotz min HaKlal, they don't show you the belt, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. You know why? Because underneath. It's underneath. Who says underneath? Who says maybe...
Rabbi.
Yeah?
Rabbi. But maybe it's like this. When he was dressing Aaron, he did put in the belt. Now you're saying what he did put...
You have to say that.
He put it...
Okay, I guess you have to say that. You have to say that, but it's not precise. I mean, you have no choice to say that.
But he just counts. I put this, and the belt for the sunset for Aaron.
I did it already. The belt for Aaron, I did it way before, because you can't put on the belt after you put on the Mi'il and you put on the Ephod. I agree with you. We have no choice but to say that's the simple interpretation. But still... It's a good question. Conspiracy theorists, right? It's a good question. Don't jump to an extreme answer. But it's a good question.
It was the same when we were when you pointed out that when
the Aron was put into the, right, Aron. They put the luchos into the first put the close with the kapoyer and put it. How could you possibly do that? Right, good, excellent. Same question. So you have to say that before you close it, you already put the luchos inside of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he says.
Okay, but it's a good question. Especially, it's everything in Torah is very precise. That we have to accept. Okay, that's the answer. That is by for sure the basic, simple answer. But when we're learning it together today, we're learning we know with such precision, it's a good question. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Don't be a conspiracy theorist and go off the deep end. Okay? It's a good question. Then they're all dressed, they're all ready to go, and now they do smicha. They do smicha on the chatos, the par. The chatos, the par. Aaron then shechs it. Oh, I know, maybe Moshe, it doesn't say who shechs it. Maybe Moshe, doesn't say who's shechting it, who's doing this, Moshe or Aaron. It sounds like Moshe. He shechs it, and here we learn for the very first time about the laws, the very first time in the Torah, in this week's parasha, we learn about the laws of a carbon chatos. Not, if you ask a person, when's the very first time that you learn in the Torah the laws of a carbon chatos? Parash Tetzaveh, not Parashas Vayikra. Parashas Tetzaveh is the very first time where the Torah tells you where, how you bring a carbon chatos. The chatos is slaughtered, the blood is collected, the blood goes on the four corners of the Mizbeach with the finger. Four, have to go up the Mizbeach on the ramp, and then go right away, you make a right turn, and you go to the first corner on the right, and then you walk around counterclockwise, and you put your finger in the blood, and you put the blood on the corner of the Mizbeach. The leftover blood is poured delicately on the foundation of the Mizbech, and it goes in a hole, and it goes down underground or somewhere. Okay, then, ordinarily, what would you do with the meat? Ordinarily, you would eat the meat. Ordinarily, you would take out the fats, and you would eat the meat, and you would distribute the hide to the Kohanim. And the waste goes in the garbage, not here. Here we're going to take out the fats, the chelev hamachases hakerev. We're going to take out the yoseres, which is al hakoved and part of the koved. Then we're going to take out the kaloyos, the kidneys, and the chelev al gabehem, and burn that on the surface of the mizbeach. What about the basar and the hide and the waste? This is unique. This chatos is one of a kind. Everything else is going to be burnt not on the surface of the Mizbeach, but it's going to be burnt michutz lamachne. Special carbon chatos. Done. Then we take the ayil, the first ayil. There are two eilim, oila. The very first time we're going to learn how to bring a carbon oila here in Parashas Tetzaveh. The very first time. Introducing for the very first time the carbon oila. We take the carbon oil, the ayil, and we do smicha. Smicha arnavanav, they do smicha, they rest their hands upon the aisle, they slaughter it, and they collect the blood, and here we learn about zurika. They throw the blood on the walls of the Mizbeach, and it says the word saviv. Saviv does not mean they make a line around the Mizbeach, it means they do two applications on the two corners of the Mizbeach, and the blood spreads along the four sides, shtayim shehein arba. We do this application, v'zurakta Mizbeach saviv. And then what do? We cut it into pieces. And we learn the Targum, big pieces. And we then wash the inner organs, and we wash the legs, and we bring the pieces of the meat, I guess, with the head and these things on the surface of the Mizbeach, and we burn it on the Mizbeach. This is a carbon oila, and this should be an acceptable offering, a rech nechayach yishev, fire offering to Hashem. Excellent. We've gone through the whole Aliyah Revi, which is, for me, I don't know about anyone else, is a massive accomplishment. We should make a big party just for this. Now we go to the beginning of now let's try to see how far we can get in the next Aliyah. Now, you really got to hold on tight. It's a roller coaster here. V'lo kachto es ha'ayil hasheni. The second aisle. Okay? What do you do? First thing, smicha. V'samach aharon uvanav esidehem al rosha oil that we did before. Do smicha. Everyone, that was the same. We did it for the par. Aisle 1, aisle 2. Now we slaughter it. V'shochateto es ha'ayil. We slaughter it. V'lokachto midamo. And now here, we're not going to right away do zrika. We slaughter it. We collect the blood. And we take the blood. We do something we never ever do. V'nosato. And you put the blood on the tip, the earlobe. Al tenuch. The lobe, the tip. The oizen aharon. The ear of Aaron, the al tenuch oizen bonov hayimonis, the right earlobe, the al bohen yodam hayimonis, the bohen means the thumb of the right hand, the al bohen the toe raglam hayimonis, and then what do? The rest of the blood after we first apply it to the earlobe and the right thumb and the left thumb. Then we do the mitzvah of Zrika. V'zerakt asadam ala mezbech saviv. Okay, let's see Rashi. These we did over here, two psukim. Rashi, Yates, and Chaf. Rashi, there's no Rashi on Pasuk Yates. Pasuk Chaf is very short. Tenuch hasechus. That's a samach. Hu hasechus. What is a sechus? I don't know. I think it means the earlobe. I'm not sure. Geder, no, not the earlobe. I made a mistake. It's the middle, the geder hoimtsoi. Okay, the middle piece of cartilage. There's a piece of cartilage in the middle. I'm not even sure what it is. I don't even know. There's something, I think, in the middle. Okay, there's a piece of cartilage in the middle. Geder, there is a wall hoimtsoi shebesoi choizen shekarin. Okay, so you look at the ear very carefully. They have over here in the art school picture book. It's the middle of the ear. Okay, take too much time. Already 8:02. Already running out of time. It's the middle of the earlobe. Bo and yadam hagoyde agodol uperikoyim tsoi, and the middle, the perikoyim tsoi. So he's saying over here is the boyen. The middle of the, what does that mean? The middle, the perikoyim. Let me go look at the picture. We'll go right over here. Let me see what this means. We're here. Let's see if we can find it. They have a picture for us here. Maybe not. No, I'm not so sure they have a picture over here. They have a lot of pictures. Not so sure I'm going to find over here the picture. Oh, what's this? No. No, I don't find any picture. All right, fine. Okay, so whatever this is, the boy in yad is the thumb. I don't know what he means over here.
The art scroll says it's a cartridge in the middle of the ear.
In the middle of the ear. Okay, now what does it mean, the boy in? The boy in means the thumb
cartridge,
and the toe.
A cartridge.
What does it mean
a
over
cartridge.
Here? The cartilage. Right, that's the ear. That's the schum. That's the schus. Gedrim, so, shuzor, and shakur. Now, boy in yadam, hagoidel. The goidel is, what is the goidel? Goidel is the thumb. The thumb, right? That's the goidel. Uperek hoemtsoi. The middle portion. What's the middle portion of the thumb? Only has two parts. So what does it mean? What does it mean, the thumb? The goidel hoemtsoi. I don't know what this means. Let's go look this up. And sum this up. Geder hoemtsoi. Uperek hoemtsoi. What does the Targum say? Okay, you test and chaf. We're out of time already. The sisavi will take yos dichra tenina. The yismach arnu v'nohi yos yidin al roish dichra. Pasuk chaf. The sichos will slaughter yos dichra. The sisav midame. You will take his blood. The sitain al rum udna. And what's the rum? What's the rum? We have to see what this means. The arum is the machloik is rashi unkelis maybe. The al rum udna divnohi the amina the al ilyoin yatoin. And what is that? The ilyoin yatoin. I guess it means the thumb. The amina. Vel ilyoin raglohi di amina v'sizrug yosdama al midbuchos sechar sechar. Let's see the commentator. Ilyoin. Okay, this is going to take a little time over here. We have this tomorrow. We'll pick this up tomorrow. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Try to learn as much as we can about what we do with the par hasheni, the ayal hasheni. It'll be nice. Okay. It'll be nice. So what, you want to learn Siddur tomorrow? We'll see. All right, we'll see. We shall see. All right, have a good night. Good night, take care. Good night. Zeigesoffen.